Visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Want to know what the guys are up to this very minute? Friend us at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.
Guys, Games, and Beer, an audio podcast.
Sure.
And you want to kind of tell us about your game here.
Yeah. High Strangeness is a retro action-adventure game where you get the ability to switch between 8 and 16-bit worlds. And those 8 and 16-bit worlds have their own gameplay styles to them. So it's not just a graphical difference. We have puzzles based on those abilities, so some places you'll be able to switch to an ability so you can run fast enough to get across the bridge, or you'll switch to 8-bit mode to see a hidden passage.
So, like, is this like some like power that the characters gain in gameplay, or like?
You gain the ability from a crystal skull that these mysterious visitors leave in your house, and you find out what it does after you track down your cat who goes missing, but you find out he can talk and he knows some details about what the crystal skull does.
Where are you in the development?
We're getting close to releasing it. We're going to be releasing it mid next year for PC, Mac, and Linux, and current gen systems around the middle of the year, and then after that, next gen platforms.
So by looking at it, it looks like it's kind of getting a little bit of a side-scrolling kind of-ish beat-em-up style to it. Is that all of the combat and the possible action as well?
Yeah, in the 16-bit world, you can get combos, so you can string together attacks, and it kind of has like a little priority in there. So.
Yeah, it looks very unique. The monster's kind of cool like that, so... any questions?
Cool, thanks, man. How are you going?
This is your first game?
I previously developed a game called Ancient Moo Maximum Overdeath for the Xbox Live Arcade.
Okay.
And for that title, I basically took the trappings of like a modern, like Battlefield type game, where you have explosive weapons, vehicles, and stuff, but made it a 2D Contra style game. So it's like a free-for-all deathmatch game in 2D.
Is it still available then?
Yes, yeah, it's available for a dollar on Xbox Live Indie Games now.
Okay, that's exciting. If people were interested in getting a hold of you, or finding more about you, where would they go?
You go to barnyardintelligence.com, and that has info.
Yeah, I wouldn't guess that.
Well, I mean that's where the info is, but you can.
I interrupted you. What was that again?
barnyardintelligence.com. So it's Barnyard Intelligence Games, and developers of HMU Maximum Overdeath and High Strangeness.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. And do you have a card?
Email us at guysgamesandbeer@gmail.com. The G2B theme song features Larry Davis on bass and Bob Harmel on guitar. It was recorded at the RMH Studios in Wisconsin.